Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
Yes. I had had just submitted my credit card for shipping and handling, or what I thought was shipping and handling, for a product. And turns out that it's for a chance for a drawing in which that information was not even known until after you had already had to pay with your credit card.
Okay, can I get.
And then you also find out that this is your credit card is going to be billed $54 and something every month. If you don't cancel, this is a trial instead of shipping and handling for a product.
Yes, can I get your zip code so I can see, get into your account?
The codes.
Zip code.
A zip code?
Yes, please.
It's 47713.
And your first and last name?
Trenton Houser, TrentonHouser.
And for security purposes, can you please verify your address for me?
My address? You don't even... Oh, yeah, I did fill out address. It's 1430 Parrott Street, Evansville, Indiana. And you already have the zip code.
Okay, I do only see one charge on your account. You're saying you have more than one charge?
No. It misrepresented that this is a chance at a drawing instead of, and it, first of all, it said it was $295 for shipping and handling. My credit card was charged $7.95, and it was stated, made it sound like you pay shipping and handling, and you got the product of your choice for taking this survey, when that's not the truth.
Yes, sir. Okay. So in the terms and conditions, it does say that yes, you the $54.98 a month is the online monthly subscription to the gadget store. The $7.95 is the shipping and handling for the tablet, which will be on its. Let me try. I'm gonna track it. Let me see if I can track it for you. Okay. Okay. I can't track it quite yet. You just ordered. I have to wait a couple of days to track it. I have to wait like till tomorrow to track it because you did just order it. But
I didn't order that. I'm not going to receive that. That's only a chance at a drawing for the product. Is that not correct?
Yes, sir. Most people do end up getting it. That's why it says the status was approved. It's not shipped yet. I would say you have to call back in 2 days to get the tracking number for it to be shipped out. Well, when it's shipped out or when the label is made.
Okay, so the $7.95 is a shipping and handling for a product that I will receive.
Yes, sir.
Then why is it saying that it's a chance at a drawing that one person will be chosen on 2/7/22 or something like that, 2/8/22?
The pricing for it, when it actually goes through and you do win, is $7.95. For shipping.
That now, see, you're saying if I do win. Just a minute ago, you told me that I will receive the product.
Yes, sir, you will receive it. That's why you were charged $7.95. You get
you're
charged.
Not making...
Okay, so you paid a dollar and something to enter into the contest. Now, when you do get picked, you do pay the whole $7.95.
Okay, none of that is stated before you pay it. the $7.95. First of all, it said the shipping and handling was $2.95. And from after I got to the end, after I paid and I got looking at privacy policies and stuff, it's saying that it's a chance at winning the product. And to, before, where I had just got done finished taking the survey, it said you are the winner, you pay your $2.95 shipping and handling, and you receive your product.
Yes, sir.
So you're, so, oh, just to let you know, I'm also recording this conversation. So, how long is it going to be before I receive the computer?
It takes 3 to 5 business days.
To receive it?
Yes, sir.
And I won't be charged anything else on my credit card?
Yes, sir, you will be. You agree to terms and conditions, which also states that you're agreeing to our online monthly subscription to our online gadget store, which also includes a $125 gift card.
But it also says if you handle within 5 days, that you will not be charged that.
Yes, sir.
And so when I cancel tonight, I still paid the $7.95 and I'll still receive my product, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I need to cancel this, whatever I need to cancel, so my credit card does not get charged anything else.
Yes, sir. I'm getting you canceled right now. Would you like that cancellation number, sir?
Yes. Let me grab a pen real quick. Okay.
All right. C as in Charlie, 258-78-5196.
Okay, that was C as in Charlie, 258-78-5196.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I'm assuming you have a support number or something instead of a name that I can write down?
I don't have a, we don't have a, what's the?
Well, how do I, if I have, if I need to get back to somebody or prove that I had spoke to you, do you give your name out?
Lena, L-A-N-A.
I'm sorry, it's what?
Lena.
L-A-N-A?
L-I-N-A.
Oh, L-I. Well, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you. Short for Cockalina.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess... I get. So, if I want to call in 2 days to... find out about this tracking number, do I just call this number again, or?
Yes, sir, you can call this number again.
Okay, and actually, I've gotten logged out of my phone. What is the phone number? 855?
The number that you just recently called, it should be in your call log once we get off the phone. Your most recent call is the number.
Okay. I just didn't know if it transferred through to a different number or not or what. Okay, well, thank you so much for your help. And somebody should change the terms and conditions and put a disclaimer up front so you don't have to go through this or put other people through this. But I appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. No problem. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.